My name is Lilian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily.
My dear brothers of Integrity Group, you've done well. They've tried to break us, they couldn't break us, and they will never break us.
Ever heard of the Integrity Group in Nigeria? Well, let me introduce you to them. They are the five aggrieved governors of the People's Democratic Party, PDP. They are Nyesom Wike from River State, Seyi Makinde, Governor Oyo State, Samuel Otom, Governor Benue State, Okezie Igbazu, Governor Abia State, and Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi, Governor of Enugu State. It is no longer news that the G5 governors have been calling for the removal of the national chairman of the PDP, Iyorcha Ayu, to pave way for a southerner to become the chairman. In a recent rally organized by the G5 governors in River State, they stated why. Let's listen to them.
Let me tell you, when people say party, I believe in party. I believe in what? Party. And I believe in equity, fairness, and what? Justice. And I tell people, don't insult me. Don't insult my people. You go to a town hall meeting, you tell them lies. All I say, if you believe in the restoration of Nigeria, if you believe in devolution of powers, if you believe that Buhari did make mistake of appointing savagery from one area, then what you should do, correct it now from the party. Not be so? Not be so? What the G5 is saying, equity, fairness, justice, the constitution of the party, Section 73C of our party says, listen, we must share elective offices and political offices. And then you now say, you will take everything. I will not agree. Will I agree? Will you agree? If you want to kill me, kill me. I have challenged Ayu. You are corrupt and you are corrupt and you cannot lead me to any campaign.
That was Governor Nyesom Wike speaking and stating the reasons for their calling for resignation of the party chairman, Iyorcha Ayu. With five aggrieved governors who are obviously not in support of the party, its chairman and its candidate, what is the fate of the Atiku Abubakar's campaign? Does he really need the full support of these governors? Let's listen to the Atiku campaign team.
Well, I'm Chief Alaba Yusuf, the head public relations Atiku media team. I think it's like eating old meat in the soup, because this is no longer news, isn't it? I think what we should be talking about now, barely 4 months of election, should be the issue of the economy, the issue of insecurity, the issue of unemployment, the rising inflation, the poverty rate. You know, how 133 million Nigerians have gone to abject poverty and squalor. But how Nigeria has become the headquarters of poverty in the world. Now that our naira is almost worthless and people cannot feed. So this, I think this stories that we've been talking about now, not the issue of each of the governor, each person has one vote. Mm. Every other person has one vote. So I said, if you think that if one of the governors is your governor and he can influence you not to think that voting this time around is about hunger and anger in the land, about equity and integrity, about capability, mental stability. So if you think because somebody says a governor and says he will not vote for someone and that will make you not to vote, everybody has a right to their vote. A governor is not God. You can see that the man Atiku is a very, very patient person. He's a statesman, and he doesn't dabble into unnecessary trivialities. He doesn't get involved. You cannot quote him as saying something bad about anybody. Those who understand politics and who understand how the rudiments of the constitution of the PDP, they will tell you that what people are asking for, it's not even available. You don't advertise what is not available, and you don't defend what is indefensible. Come to think of it, you said the chairman of the party, national chairman of the party, Iyorcha Ayu, should resign in order to maintain equity. Okay, fine. The constitution states, the constitution of the party says what? What's the position of the constitution? It says that if a president emerges from a zone, the chairman of the party cannot of safe zone, not a presidential candidate, imagine. There are two ways that a chairman can resign. One, by voluntary resignation. Two, an initiative of the National Working Committee where they pass vote of no confidence and they vote against him and they compel him to resign. So, now you have 135 of such people who came together and they have vote of confidence in the company, in the chairman. His Excellency Atiku is only a party member. Same way as these governors are. If they have anything to push, why don't they push it through the National Working Committee of 135 people? Or push it through the national chairman himself to voluntarily resign. And if he resigns, what happens? The deputy from his zone where the chairman comes from will now replace him as acting chairperson. Okay. And do you know where this person comes from? He's from Bauchi, which is northeast, where the candidate actually comes from, northeast, you know. So, Yoshi Ayu is from North Central. You say equity. Now, you have 3 months to election. And for you to have a national chairman, you have to reposition other positions.
Okay.
You have to have national convention. So, you want to do national convention in 3 months?
Now, we know that this is what they've called for. But we know the states, there are 5 states. And we know that PDP has a stronghold in the South. And Rivers is one of the biggest states in the South. And the question we're asking is, will this not affect him?
My friend, please, what we're saying is that if even marriage, that when you consummate marriage, what do they say? For better, for worse, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But same courts come to say, when there are irreconcilable differences, don't they have divorce or separation? And he has not got into that.
Okay.
You understand me?
So you're saying there's a chance of reconciliation?
Yes, never. See, you see marriages where people separate for years and they come back together.
Mm.
Will you tell them that they cannot come back together? So what we're talking about is that what is important as of today, the unit cannot be bigger than the whole. You understand me? The 5 governors, they are not bigger than the party. They are members of the party. The party, you have not seen the party saying they are not us. Have you seen anybody in the party say they are not important?
Yes, sir, but these are 5 governors who are manning big states, who are manning states that can
give
enough votes.
Excuse me, I don't say it to you. Excuse me, I just told you. Mm. Are they the only people in the party?
Okay, so you're saying that at this point, wherever the governors stand, whatever their decision is, it does not affect Atiku's presidential ambition or his ability to pull votes.
Lillian.
Sir?
If your father or mother says you cannot make progress in life, without stopping from making progress.
Yes,
and that's where Atiku is. Nobody holds the destiny of another person. A candidate to win in the country, you need to win 25% in 24 states.
And this is 5 states. It's 5 states out.
Excuse me. Who told you those 5 states are out? Let the 25 states, let the 25% of votes, you understand me? 25% of vote cast,
yes,
in
sir.
Every state.
Okay,
you need to win 24 of them or 26 of them, right. 2/3 of the country.
That was Chief Alaba Yusuf from the Atiku campaign team. What effect will this internal wrangle have for the opposition in the 2023 general elections? After the break, we would find out. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are looking at the fate of Atiku's presidential ambition as 5 governors openly kick against the party, its chairman, and even its presidential candidate. Before we went on break, we introduced the G5 governors to you and their grievances. We further spoke to a member of the Atiku's campaign team who told us how their candidate intends to move his campaign and ambition forward without the help of the Integrity Group. Politics in Nigeria, they say, is not for the weak-hearted. It is marred by internal wrangling, heated politicking, and big moves. Will this G5 and their recent agitation affect Atiku's chances in the 2023 election? My colleague Bisola Fatoye puts this question and more to a political analyst.
My name is Joseph Ago. I'm a political analyst. The G5, led by the Governor of River State, Governor Nason Wike, are members of the PDP. And they have some issues that they want addressed before they can carry on with supporting a presidential candidate. Let's just look at the genesis of all the old disagreements. It began first with a meeting. So there was a meeting of southern governors, and the communique out of the meeting was that it should be the turn of the South to produce the president. You know, the meeting was also in Asaba. It was not just a meeting of PDP governors. It was a meeting of southern governors or politicians across the 2 major political parties. That was the agreement going into the primaries of the political party. But in APC, we saw that the outcome reflected the position of the southern governors or southern politicians. But with the PDP, there was not a respect for that decision by the southern governors. So that was the genesis of this whole entire problem. But when the primaries was concluded, the G5, of course, the G5 only existed after the primaries. So after the primaries, the most vocal out of the G5, came out to say that the structure, the fact that PDP has produced a presidential candidate, the structure looks like it is not taking into consideration the interests of the South, because as at the time, the Board of Trustees chairman was from the North, chairman of the party, Iyochiayu from the North, and the presidential candidate from the North. They were of the opinion that for there to be that confidence in the administration that PDP would produce if it eventually wins the general election, there has to be that ceding or concession for the South.
Okay. All right, sir. So everything you've said, how does this affect PDP as a party?
It divided against itself cannot stand. The PDP is going to be prosecuting the election with a divided house, and that will weaken or if not destroy the chances of PDP winning the general election. Because, I mean, I would copy the sentiment of Alhaji Rabiu Kwankwaso when he said that typically, if you want to win an election, you have to factor the three major states in Nigeria, which are Kano, Lagos, and Rivers. And Kano looks like it is in the hands of Kwankwaso because of his popularity here. It's the Kwankwasia movement. Lagos, of course, it is Bola Tinubu's to lose. Then Rivers State is under the grip of the current governor of Rivers State. If what we see maintain until the day of election, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar would be getting into that election, maybe out of the three major political candidates, he would be viewed mostly as the underdog, because he won't be going into election day with so much assurance, especially from the southern part of Nigeria.
So, lastly, what does it mean for Atiku, like for a state like Rivers and four other states not supporting PDP? How is this going to affect him? Like, can you throw more light, sir?
Yeah, like I said, it's going to damage chances of becoming president. And as a matter of fact, from the way I see it, you know, PDP has PDP's strength is the South. I mean, if we look at the history of elections in the PDP, PDP has won most of the South East. PDP has won most of the, if not all of the South South. Most of the South-South, and PDP seems to be gaining ground in the southwestern part of Nigeria. So, and of course, PDP has strength in the North-Central. And, you know, the G5 is not just composed of majorly southern politicians. There is the current governor of Benue State, who is also part of the G5. So he is representing interest in the North-Central part of Nigeria. So this entire controversy in the party will more or less destroy the chances of the PDP presidential candidate winning on election day.
Okay. But do you think that at this point, peace can be made? Is there a way they can meet halfway and then just decide to agree?
Yes, of course. Everything is possible in politics. There's about 90 days to general election, so there's still a lot of time. But again, there's a lot of time to resolve. Of course, these issues can be resolved. And there's a lot of time to resolve these issues. Of course, the G5 governors are saying that they are still open to negotiation, but they are unwilling to jettison the primary point, their primary point of disagreement, which is that there should be a leadership structure that is reflective of that national inclusiveness. So there is time for there to be like a peace deal, a peace treaty.
That was Joe Ago, a political analyst. It's 92 days to the 2023 general elections. Time is ticking. Every Nigerian must vote for the right candidate to move the country forward. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can listen to this episode on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadejia. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comment, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.